You fuck with young chicks, cool. But Carisha, fine ass, you fucking on this bitch?
You ever been mind fucked before? I'm mind fucking the shit out of you.
And you out here like it's all cool and shit? Nah, somebody said nah, yo. Nah. Too much Diddy. Somebody said too much Diddy.
Yeah.
Take that charge.
Someone take that charge. All right, we got the front cover now, nigga. Today is Friday, April 12, 2024. Damn. And man, it's been a good old minute, brother. We are back here on the Squirrel World Podcast, man. And we back. Ain't that crazy?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, welcome back there, my brother Shane. You know what I'm saying? Henny on the Rocks is back in the building. You feel me?
So is Sunny D, please.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, and it's it's been a minute, dog. Like, you know how we do. Sometimes we be going to take some hiatuses, but you know, we had a lot of stuff going on and we've been slacking in the podcast department. You know, a lot of people have been trying to take over our position. They're like, yeah, got my podcast.
Niggas been asking me, yo, when y'all drop the new episode, and I be having to tell them, nah, man. And then when I told a nigga we was about to record, they said, well, how long before y'all drop that one?
How the hell I know?
Is it like that? I mean, are we really that? Are we that something? Because I thought we was just scrubbing.
Nah, man. The people that know, if you know, you know. They be looking and checking for us. You know what I'm saying?
I am your number one fan.
Man, I had no idea. Well, yeah, I mean, my one homie, he wants to start a podcast, and I put him on ours. He's like, nigga, y'all motherfuckers is crazy, dog. I was like, hey, man, when we go in, we just let it flow, bro. Some of the most outlandish, stupidest, corniest, rigorous.
What a load of crappy crap crap.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't no, you know, shady. What's that nigga's name? Shay Shay. We ain't Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay. Steal. You know what I'm saying? We ain't that nigga, man. He done blew the fuck up overnight off of one episode.
That's not his story. Steve Harvey was never homeless.
But we've been doing this. But yeah.
I had to tell the nigga today, we started this recording off our phones, cuz.
Hey, man, we some progressives. A lot of other niggas like, man, shoot, I got a whole studio, a crew. Nigga, I'm like, congratulations, motherfucker. You're blessed. I'm happy for you. You know what I mean?
We're doing this shit off the phone, cuz, on the Android.
Yep, say it off the iPhone, but... You know, it is what it is, man. But, yo, just to do some quick check-in, man. How you doing? What's been going on with you for the past, what? Because the last one was, what, January? February? What was it? I think February.
Something like that, beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same old keep on keeping on. You know, softball season done started up.
Yep.
You know, she'll been handling that business right there, you know?
Yeah, I saw. Work, bro. Was that Malia smacking that homer?
Run! Almost a homer. That shit hit the fence, man.
Aww.
If it was like 5... I say 8 feet. That'd have been her first home run. Yo, that shit, she cranked that bitch. She definitely did her thing right there.
Oh, yeah?
Shit, she about to get her permit.
Oh, no. She about to be on these streets.
Cuz, watch out. Be careful. Hey, watch out and be careful.
That's crazy. I remember she's in diapers, cuz. Diapers.
I know, yo.
And now she's about to be whipping.
My dog, we had some pussy over here for him for like a week.
The fuck? What, you set up some pussy for your own dog?
Damn, it's about time.
How you doing, Evan? I'm Junior.
I'm the one that's getting married tomorrow.
This is my party. Respect the bitches. One of the houses here, man.
Wait, so your dog's a male?
Yeah, I got a boy. So he a purebred. He a mini golden doodle. Nice chuck of change when you want to buy a brand new one of those, right? So
yeah, especially when they not allergenic and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like those.
She got a cousin who got a doodle. Now, the difference between a mini golden doodle and a doodle is... A mini golden doodle is just that. It's mini. That nigga's like 25 pounds. He's small.
But you got one of the toy doodles.
Yeah, he's not huge. He's like 25, 30 pounds max. You know what I'm saying? Nice little cute little dog. He can handle his business. He can jump on the bed and shit. Like, he's not like like Toto.
Toto? Feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
You know how like Toto's super small? Like you need to help that nigga get on the bed and
wait,
shit.
Wait, so y'all niggas brought in a big bitch, huh?
That's a huge bitch.
But that's what I'm saying. The doodle is towering over my dog, bro. You should see my dog trying to fuck this bitch.
Yo, does he gotta get head starts?
Yikes! And away!
Nah, apparently the vet was saying we gotta help this nigga. I'm like, I gotta help this nigga.
So you gotta like bitch. Pick him up and put her on her
cuss. Imagine baby D was fucking like a little midget nigga. That's basically what it is. It's a big bitch. And I use that word because she wasn't heat.
Yes. That is the scientific term. We're not calling nobody bitches up here, but that's exactly what it's called. Unless they change the name, since everybody else can change whatever the fuck they else want. Y'all ain't changed the word bitch yet. Female dog. Yeah. So this bitch was fucking this little nigga dog.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay.
So yeah, so. Trying to have some puppies and shit.
15 puppies. How marvelous.
Oh, yeah, you selling?
Yeah.
You going to be slinging them doodles?
Slinging them doodles, guys. Slinging doodles.
Bro, I promise you. You went to, like, on the streets and said, oh, this nigga got them doodles, bro. I'm like, nigga, let me get a doodle. I could just see you selling doodles like that, man. How much for a doodle? Yeah, I mean, it depends. This doodle's got spots, nigga. The fuck?
Well, that's what you been up to, cuz?
Man, life. Been lifing. And yeah, you know, just figured out what the fuck to do. But yeah, we finally shot that movie, dog.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Shit was a fucking train wreck.
How many days did it take you to shoot?
Man, it was 4 days, man, and I still felt rushed, man. I fucking hate rushing, yo. Like, that's one thing that pisses me off about filmmaking, man.
Felt like you had to rush?
We had no time. We had little time and little crew and lots of shit to do. So, and plus I got sick off that fucking set, and I'm still sick. It's been almost a month.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I had the flu, cold, all that stuff all together. Nigga, it was just, it's ridiculous, bro. And I'm annoyed.
Did you get what you need? Or
fuck,
you gotta reshoot?
No. I gotta go back and reshoot some shit, but still, it's not the way I thought it was gonna come out. But you know, but the thing about this about first in Kentucky is my first film. That's why I'm pissed. But either way, you know what they say though, you know, those who can actually, you know, story tell, they'll find a way to make it right. So I got a couple of ideas. I'm gonna handle this shit. So it's still gonna come out, you know. Otis got in there, got his his directorial debut. So
okay,
you know, he's doing his thing out too. So okay. Man, we was in there. We was doing it, man. And then, but while we were doing that, man, my fucking cousin, man, she ended up passing away. So that kind of fucked us up during the whole thing. Shout out to my cousin Booter. Yeah, it was crazy. It was up and down for a while. So, but yeah, she ended up passing away. So after that, we had to go to a funeral.
You got a big ass family though, don't you, Joe?
Nigga, we deep, nigga.
Feel like you got a big ass family.
Bro. That's because my uncle, yo, this nigga was a true definition of Rolling Stone. You know what I'm saying? It's not even where he
this
rehabbed.
Is your dad's brother or your mom's brother?
My mom's brother. You know what I'm saying? It's not where he laid his hat was his own. You know what I'm saying? It's more like where he was at was his own. Because that wherever that nigga was at, bro.
He was busting.
Nigga, busting. Bang, 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 bang. Damn, nigga. Another one. That's why I never go to, when I go to Pittsburgh.
How many kids he got?
Nigga, 50. I don't even know, dog. It's crazy. If Thanos came back and snapped his fingers for all them niggas, he'd still have at least 30 of them.
It didn't work, man. I'm still alive, motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
Joe, that's fucking hilarious, yo.
You're like, damn, you kids ain't going nowhere today. No, nowhere. But it was crazy. It was good, respectful. It was better than the last funeral.
Bitch, you heard what I said. And you can put that in your fucking group text.
And matter of fact,
no fights at this.
It was just saying, it was his stepdaughter. This time it was his stepdaughter. Last time it was his actual son. No fights at this one. But
at
like
the
at the funeral, but you know, after bath and all that stuff, you know, when we gets to drinking, you know, niggas get to swinging. But yeah, that whole thing went through, and man, I'm here, I'm alive.
Barely.
You know, I'm happy, you know, I'm still on this earth. I'm about to turn 36 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, we about to go get it up at the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, I mean, we're going to Derby. I got to go to Alabama, though, after, so.
Okay.
We're going to beat it, brother. We're going to beat it.
That's what's up. Well, I got a question before we get started.
Yes, sir.
So, I got a couple of niggas I be kicking it with. Niggas say I sound like Batman, yo. You think I sound like Batman, bro?
Really, nigga?
Batman who? Like what?
Batman. Like Batman.
Like Bruce Wayne Batman?
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Yeah.
Who the fuck said you sound like Bruce fucking Batman?
Nigga said I sound like Batman, man. Shout
Is
out to
Is your nigga
face.
Deaf?
Three at dirt.
Shout out to my nigga Face, DB, Timbers.
Nigga, what?
Peasy, Bucko. Mac.
All of them said that. This is all Sneeko, one nigga's name.
They all agree. Oh. They all agree. Who else say this
the
shit?
Fuck is, what the fuck are they smoking? Is this with the softball team dads or something?
Nah.
I say, nigga, Bucko and Petey and all them niggas.
Niggas say I sound like Batman, cuz.
All right, which series? I mean, Batman. The animated series? I'm trying to understand.
I don't know. Can you put, like, in post, you can make me sound like Batman. I just want to say,
fuck you niggas.
But shout out to you niggas, man. But I don't sound like Batman, cuz I don't know about that.
They must be watching Batman on Temu or something.
Nigga said Batman on Temu. I'm
like, nigga, what Batman are you talking about, bro?
That's a flat man. That's what that is, nigga.
Nah, man. Nah, he definitely got his own swag, his own, especially coming from fucking Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going back home next month, B.
Can't wait, he's going back to BK. Okay, that's what's up, man.
Bringing the kids and everything. My mom, she graduating. Shout out to my moms.
That's what's up, man. Our parents is doing their damn thing. Your mom graduating with her what?
Bachelor's. She never graduated college.
Hey, man, that's what's up, nigga. My dad's graduating with his fucking doctorates.
Oh, that's what's up. He still got the church going?
Everything going, man. So he about to be Dr. Wilson. I'm like, okay, doctor? So he got the highest degree in my family right now. I'm like, nigga, I'm not going for no damn no doctors, dad. That's it.
Damn.
Bachelor's good enough
for
me.
How old is your pops, yo?
He like, he's in the 70s now.
Damn, shout out Dr. Wilson, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, shout out to him.
You know what they say? You know, you never told teacher old dog new tricks or some shit? Yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of 70-some-year-olds, RIP to OJ. Is it RIP to OJ, though?
Yes, very sad. Anyway.
That's the question right there. I guess like, it depends no your stance on OJ. But when I
saw the news, like, I was just like, eh, what else is on?
Same. I was like, oh, no. It wasn't even like that. Mine was like, whoa, like OJ's dead?
Like, do we have to go see that FX series again? Do people got to watch that again?
I already knew good and well. As soon as he died, I like, watch. I went straight to ESPN, OJ in America, the top of the list. And then the
That's
other one, I went to Hulu.
Do we need to watch that again,
America
bro?
America versus OJ. Or
and then niggas is really talking about, did he do it? He did it. If he didn't do that, he should have went to jail for the other shit he was doing because he was beating the shit out of her.
Or did he do it?
Did he do it? Hey, we'll talk about that. But, yeah. No pun intended. Damn, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. You're right.
Saying, like, come on, man. He was beating on her, doing all kind of crazy shit. If he didn't go to jail for that, he should have went to jail, bro. He should have went to jail.
I mean, he went to jail already, though. He did go to jail.
For something else.
Yeah, for stealing his own shit.
That's a stupid shit to go to jail for. But,
yeah.
Listen, man. RIP to him. Obviously, he should rest in peace still. But let's not forget nigga was. That's like when Donald Trump dies, if niggas gonna be fucking out here, like, because he was a president, so I guess he got to lay in state, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got to lay in
state in OJ. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, fuck that nigga, man. That nigga did some fucked up shit. No, are we really gonna act like this?
RIP to OJ. But it said, rest in pieces, you son of a bitch. I was like, damn, nigga.
Yeah, damn, cuz.
Like, damn. But, yo, they see all the memes come out there. Like, yo, if they don't do a fucking processional and this nigga in a fucking white Bronco, they're going to miss out an opportunity.
Oh, my God. That's why Ford brought the Broncos back out. You see they brought the Broncos back out.
Nah, everybody ripping their white Broncos for OJ.
They brought them bitches back out, yo.
But me, personally, I give two shits, honestly. I mean, I know people are like, you ain't black or, you know. I'm like, nigga, first of all, I hate when black people try to question other people's blackness.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's like the least black thing to do. Only white people do that.
And you ain't black.
Yeah.
So another thing is, that nigga didn't like black people anyways.
OJ ain't been black since he won that Heisman Trophy.
You remember that part? That nigga
Which is why, like, I don't feel nothing for it to do, because I'm like, what'd he do for us? He don't really care about us. So why I gotta care about him?
Fuck OJ on both sides.
And he played for the Buffalo fucking Bills. Give a shit about the Bills, nigga. Those are your rivals.
But I hope they do the, I hope they check his brain, because I want to see how bad that CTE was, because I know it's bad.
He probably won't even battle that. He probably, remember, you got to get permission when you die to do that shit.
Yeah.
But he probably do got some concussions going on.
His shit fucked up, bro. You know his shit fucked up.
Definitely. It's something up there. I mean, he's the only one to rush 2,000 yards in the season?
He had to take the padding out of his helmet for that shit to fit his big ass head.
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
I can't get my helmet on. Oh, thanks, coach.
Nigga, when he ran,
they was wearing some leather shit anyway.
Well, he wasn't leather, nigga. He did have the new old ones, but yeah. But every time he ran
that shit
like,
was first
he was
gen.
Old school, because when that nigga ran, he always ran like he was going up the stairs.
That shit was first gen. Imagine if you had a first gen iPhone right now with the button, cuz.
The most weirdest way I've ever seen in my life, bro. Like, you know how the old people run, like the old football. Them niggas always look like running up the stairs, nigga. High knees. I'm like, damn. These motherfuckers
was fucking niggas up, though.
It was, though. I feel like he ran like a buffalo. You know nigga, straight up, bro. I was like, that's some old ass. Even fucking Jim Brown ran like that too. But yeah, it was crazy to see ESPN even do anything. You know, I know ESPN was hating doing that shit.
yeah, it's like you have to do it because he was an athlete, but then you're like,
do we got
to
do this? But the man,
yeah.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez died. That nigga get shit.
Dead from the neck up, dead from the neck down. But that's life.
Well, he died in jail, nigga. He was on trial.
Guilty.
I would have liked to see that play out, though, just because, you know what I'm saying? I would have loved to see that play out.
Just imagine we got out. He definitely wouldn't be living like the Juice
for
did.
For real,
the
bro. Juice,
first thing he did, go on the golf course.
It's one free round of golf with a famous celebrity, O.J. Simpson.
I'm back, guys.
That's where the money at.
Yeah, it probably would have. But it definitely
But did he do it, though? Did he really do it?
O.J.?
Yeah.
I think he did.
I think so, too.
I mean, here's what it is. Kenny, when he, I'm the only one he's going to know, really, is him.
He hide-kneed the fuck out of that crime scene to the car.
But if it was, it's like, but he's like, I can get away because I'm OJ. But it's hilarious how Caitlyn Jenner was all there talking about it. You see that shit? He said, Caitlyn Jenner put on Twitter or X, whatever it is, good riddance. And the nigga under that post said, you next, Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. You old too. Stop playing with it.
Yo, niggas is ruthless with us. Like, damn.
The internet strikes again.
Yes, it does. The meme strikes again, man. But yeah. Let's go ahead and kind of get into this mud, man. You know, a lot of stuff, we done caught up and everything, all of that. But, yo, so did you see the eclipse, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I see all these motherfuckers, these nice-ass shits and videos. And I'm slightly hating, though. Like, there's only a portion of people in the world could say that they were there, the totality.
We just had an eclipse, like, not too long ago.
No,
like,
but this is a solar eclipse. This is different than a lunar and a solar.
I guess.
Nigga, it never went dark. I never seen shit never go dark before.
I saw what I had to see.
Nigga, no, I want to see what them motherfuckers saw. But I feel like those one who saw that shit going to hell. So no. Side note, I just think they might turn them niggas like the reptilians or some shit. Like, nigga, I saw the full circle around it with the black hole. Like, yeah, nigga, now I just got into your head.
I saw it was a little shady outside. I went to go look. I put my fucking Ray-Bans on with the high def, whatever in it. And I looked at the sun. It still damn near blinded me.
Yeah, good job. You still ain't supposed to wear those big dummy.
I said, all right, cool. It's a solar eclipse. And I went right back in the fuck out.
Yeah, you're going to be the one guy like, oh, give a fuck. It's a flying saucer. And go back in the house. on Independence Day.
If it was some Independence Day shit.
No, that was your ass. You out there, got your morning paper and your coffee and your robe and look up. Just flying saucer, niggas. I mean, shit. Don't mind see who else in the army.
I'm calling everybody I know. I'm calling you. Everybody I know who got some sense.
I'm calling Vivica Fox, nigga. That's the first one. Bitch, get the truck.
Hop on. We're heading out to El Toro.
Get the truck.
Now, I'm calling everybody so we can establish a base. You know what I'm saying?
They all know. We have to write this shit on a lottery note or something. Like, hey, nigga, these are my lottery ticket numbers. Wink, wink, grid coordinates. 07 5 4 59 29 82 35 69
Fucking form like Voltron, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Nah, something. Because, I mean, dude, I'm not getting caught up in this, man. But it looked pretty cool. I mean, it was sunny all day right before it started. Ain't nothing but clouds, bro. I was like, ain't this about a bitch?
Oh, you couldn't even see the shit?
I ain't see shit. I saw like a piece of it, like a crescent, like when it turned into like half moon type shit, crescent moon. That was about
YouTube
it.
YouTube afterwards or some shit?
Huh?
Did you look on YouTube?
Of course like I afterwards? Did. No, I didn't. I went on Facebook and everybody put their shits on there. Like, look at it. Like, I saw someone, Harp sent me one of his. He's up in Ohio. And his joint was crazy. It was pitch black. I'm like, yo, I'm hating on y'all niggas, man. Not in a bad way. Like, I hate
that was, shit, but it's, that was I Monday, wanted right?
that experience as well. I'm mad I didn't get that experience, but it's all good. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
You'll make the next one, bro.
I'm too old for this shit.
Nigga, that's 50 years from now. Nigga. I'm going to be like my granddad, because my granddad, like, I'm getting bored with life. I'm like, dang. When a nigga says that, bro, you know it's almost time.
He seen everything, huh?
You're like, bro, we should have took him. See, I wish I was out there with him. I would have took him out there like, granddad, look at the sun.
Did you look at it? Did you look at it?
I did.
Would you look at that?
You know what I'm saying? Experience moments.
Trying to show you
that.
Something different. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Experience moments, but you don't know with your family members. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, did he do it?
Yeah, did he do it?
Man, yeah, this song blew up pretty fast. But
you know what though? I'm gonna be honest. I know it may sound come off like I'm hating, and I kind of am. But at the same time, what I'm gonna say is making sense.
What, you want to go to D's house too?
It's you.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here for the party.
Nah, fuck Diddy. He was fucking with Carisha fine ass, and then he got caught up. That's what you get. You was out here doing too much, Diddy.
She was dealing with J-Lo's booty.
That's what I'm saying, yo. Damn. This nigga, like, I'm not trying to knock the nigga. He fuck with young chicks, cool. But Carisha fine ass, you fucking on this bitch?
You ever been mind fucked before? I'm mind fucking the shit out of you.
And you out here like it's all cool and shit? Nah, somebody said nah, yo. Nah. Too much Diddy. Too much Diddy.
Yeah.
Take that charge.
Take that charge. All right, we got the front cover now, nigga. Bad boy for life. Yeah, no, everyone been getting on that, but it's just I think the thing that gets me is like y'all niggas are surprised. Like, yeah, I can't believe this happened. I'm like, what do you mean you can't believe this happened? Do you not see all the videos, all the stuff people talking, and people I've met? I mean, I lie one more. My one homeboy used to go to the Diddy parties. He used to be bragging about it. I'm like, now what makes you look at him like,
what are you doing?
What was you doing, cuz?
I'm like, what was so fun about being over there now, my nigga?
Tell me about it.
Unless he was at the part where it was before, you know what I mean? And then he left, you know, after, like, hey, bro, go take off. I actually.
It's time for you to go.
I like you.
It's time for you to go.
And I'm going to ask you to leave because I like you.
What does that even mean?
And in the background is the Diddler.
What about that Diddler one? What are you doing? What is he doing? That's a good one.
It's the Diddler.
Everyone said everything that's done in the dark will come to light. I'm like, yeah, that nigga did a lot of stuff in the dark, so we don't need no damn light to know what the fuck that nigga did.
Nah, bro. All the shit about him, them saying that he set up Biggie, like, I don't believe that shit. I believe this shit. Like, I don't necessarily believe he was sex trafficking, I'm supposed to say, but, like, sex trafficking is very simple. All it means is that you took somebody across state lines with the purpose to have sex.
Yeah, I'd like 6,000 chicken vaginas, please.
That's easy. That nigga got his own plane. He probably flew some bitch to Cabo to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually a good, not good idea, but like a good example for, you know, that's something like, oh, we can get him on that. We get him sexual. Like, nigga, I just bought a bitch a trip. Like, just imagine if you flew a chick from California here so she give you some pussy.
Tag for money.
That's sex trafficking.
That's sex trafficking for money.
Do you take food stamps?
Exactly. Because niggas trying to, motherfuckers trying to get me on that damn app. You know what I'm saying? Or I was on Bumble. Nigga, I was on, what's it called? I don't even fuck with that shit no more. What's the nigga you used to fuck with?
Raya?
What's that, brother?
Nigga, I ain't know about no Raya. Nah, that one. Talking about Twinder. Yeah, what's that?
Tinder.
Nigga, that's old as hell. Yeah, Tinder, nigga.
That's a Tinder.
What's H? Start with the H.
Hive?
No, I ain't heard that one either. Hitch.
E-Harmony?
I think it's called Hitch. Hitch. Yeah, Hitch or something. Anyways, all them shits. Motherfuckers used to be on there trying to be all cool first, but then like, oh, I can come over here and do this. You just got to pay $50 for my V and then pay for my plane ticket.
Of course.
I'm like, nigga, that's definitely sex trafficking.
Get your fat ass back here.
Yeah.
I paid you to come here for sex. I'm like, no, I'm good. No, thank you.
Get a job. You hear me?
Bitches, get a
fucking job.
But yeah, the whole thing with Diddy, that like said, it sounds crazy. I mean, I think it's a lot, but I think it's almost more of a distraction of other shit. But you know how there's those people out there like, you guys worried about what Diddy did. Not saying Diddy did anything right or anything, but what about that Nickelodeon fat nigga?
I like feet. I do not know why.
I looked at that shit too. But my shit with Diddy is like, he hasn't been charged. They ran in the nigga's house. What? How many times have we seen that the feds?
They ran in Trump's house.
Run in the nigga's house.
FBI, open up!
And the nigga's not, he hasn't been charged with shit. So, as far as I'm concerned, until they charge this nigga, leave that nigga alone.
Leave me alone.
No Diddy.
Leave the nigga alone, bro.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
But I did see that Nickelodeon shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, Dan, what's his name? Dan Schaefer? Is his name? His name is or something like that? Dan
weirdo. Schneider. He's a fucking weirdo. He's a weirdo.
Yeah, but no, the fact they had all them pedophiles on there too. Man, them niggas.
That was weird too. How you hiring pedophiles, cuz?
I love helping kids. I love kids, Charlie. I love kids.
The fuck? Stuck up for that nigga too? They like, dang, the nigga who, that's on Sonic. You see the movie Sonic, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the white dude that be with him all the time. That nigga, he stuck up
they
for
got him too?
And the nigga from Boy Meets World. Sean.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, damn, Sean, you pick up for the piece. Like, I love having him on set. I'm like, oh, damn, did he get you too?
Weirdo.
That's what I mean. When Boy Meets World. Nigga, that's when he really met the world, nigga. He was getting fucked up with. But yeah, the whole day. What's the thing's name? Oh boy. Ooh. Drake.
Oh yeah, from when they said Drake, I was like, wheelchair Jimmy?
No, yeah, that's like, what I thought. But after, I was like, nigga, Drake was on Degrassi, nigga. There ain't no way it's the same thing.
That's what I said, wheelchair Jimmy.
He's like, don't shoot. I ain't laughing at me. We ain't trying to laugh. It was a school shooting. This nigga got shot in the back. School shooting, bro.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you don't know what happened? Yo, you got to watch that, bro. I grew up watching Degrassi,
I ain't
bro.
Watched Degrassi, cuz. I was too old by the time Degrassi came out.
All them hoes, man. Even the nerdy ones.
I was too old. I wasn't even watching TV. Dang. I was outside, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was outside.
Nigga, nah, bro. Outside. This was after you was outside shows. That's what we had parents who were, yeah, nigga, you live in Brooklyn. What no street light? Go and come inside. Nigga.
I was outside, bro.
Nah, nigga. We in street light, bring your ass inside. You know what I'm saying? But
remember, I'm a little bit older, bro. I was outside.
Nigga, dog. Oh, yeah, for sure. But the thing is, we saw that inside. So when we got older, we're like, dang, I about to pull a Degrassi, nigga, about to get some buns. Them niggas getting buns at house parties and shit.
I was definitely not watching them. My cousins, they was a little younger than me. They was
but yeah, nigga, how old are you?
I'm 37.
You're not 37. You know, I think you're like 3-4 years older than me.
Swear to God.
Damn, you only barely older than me. You're like a year older than me, little Mark, nigga.
Older than you and your twin brother.
Huh. Old man. You see, when he said, huh, he threw out his back right there. And that's that sound they made at Diddy's party.
If you was making that sound, bro, I feel for you. Get your money, bro. Get your money, bro. Get your fucking money.
He says, is that Professor Ovi?
Yo, get
but
your
remember,
bread,
no, bro. Remember when we worked back with Lucid Blue, nigga? Remember that nigga we interviewed?
What's up, y'all? This your boy Q.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about him, yo. Because I saw an interview he was on. He was talking that shit. Remember, he was the first one that said he ain't fucking with it. He was out.
That's the crazy part, though, because now it makes me understand a lot of shit more and more. When we work with dude in D.C.
Q. Talking about Q from Q day 26, right?
Yeah, day 26. We did a video for him on that. He was a cool dude.
Yo, that's crazy. I totally forgot we did that shit.
Yeah,
with
we did that whole shit. Did we talk about that? Yeah,
we did, but I totally forgot that we did it when the whole Diddy shit came up.
Like, well, that's what makes it even more new. We had a cease and desist letter from that nigga Diddy's and his peoples.
He's gonna send you a
saying that we got to stop doing a documentary.
But we wasn't even talking about that, nigga.
We weren't, but I think that, but you know what that makes me look like it was now?
Get out there! That nigga is get out there!
Oh, like, shit, Joe put it together. Party, Joe is a gumshoe. He's a fucking Carmen San Diego nigga. He figured it out. I totally forgot.
I'm about to investigate something, nigga. But it makes sense. They sent us a...
He said, oh, that's that nigga I tried to touch his booty hole. Well, hell no.
Cease and desist, right? Cease and desist.
Yeah.
It was one of them letters, nigga.
And he said, hell no.
But nigga, but look at me. That's why y'all, you and Caesar are getting hyped to go, we got a cease and desist letter. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck does that mean?
That nigga scared.
Well, obviously, I didn't know then. Dang.
Scared.
I didn't know nothing then, bro. So I'm like, all right.
I remember we called you. You was like, so?
So the fuck what? Y'all niggas is hot. Y'all niggas is hot. But you want to know the truth, though, when y'all called me?
Some good shit.
I was high as hell. I was like,
pass that shit,
bro.
He's like, so what,
nigga? We got a sister, just letter, nigga.
Who the hell cares?
But yeah, no. But I understood now. But yeah, look at it now. It was crazy. But like I said, Q from Day 26 was a cool dude. Like I said, he was gay.
No, he was chill.
He was chill. But he had his mom on set. You know what I'm saying? That's
and
what
his
I
sister.
Noticed. What's his sister? What's his face?
It was his sister.
Oh, she was his assistant?
Sister.
That was not his sister. Oh, he said, and his sister.
Yeah, it was his mom and his
nigga,
sister.
That was not his sister, nigga. Remember she took my Pittsburgh, what's the shits called you put in your neck in the cold?
Scarf? Oh, yeah, this nigga is burnt out.
This is your brain on drugs.
Anyways, it was 2011, nigga. It was when we about to play the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Why she took your scarf?
She said she liked it. She put a Larry David on me, nigga.
It's the I like it gambit. All you gotta do is compliment people on what the fuck they're wearing, and next thing you know, they're gonna give you one.
Niggas don't know about Seinfeld for real, for real. Seinfeld legit funny, bro.
Yo, Seinfeld, it's funny because I heard D.L. Hughes said Seinfeld was one of the most boring shows I ever watched.
Bullshit.
I'm like, nigga, Seinfeld you was one of the boring things I ever watched, bro. You was a funny nigga, but sometimes I'm
like don't get me wrong,
boring.
It's a white show. There's not a lot of black people on it. There's a couple, but it's not a lot.
No, he had black people all throughout it. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't.
But
a lot.
It was funny as shit.
But
it's funny
to me
shit,
when I don't see black people in certain areas, like, oh, we're not represented. Nigga, I don't even think like that. We're just not in a white person world like that. You know what I'm saying? When you were certain,
it wasn't a black man show.
It wasn't.
You
it
know
was
what I'm saying?
It was these little weird white motherfuckers that live in Manhattan. Old,
he a Jewish dude from New York. He always had the fly sneakers on. Yo, Jerry always had the
Jerry
fly
had Jordans.
On,
you know what I'm saying? Or some Nikes.
Always.
I was like,
and he was a Mets fan. No, that's what I fuck
crazy
with
thing
him.
About it though, it wasn't even like Chris Jordans. They're like run down, not run down, dirty Jordans. Like
he really wear them shits.
Yeah.
He really wear them shits.
But yeah, that shit. But anyways, going all the way back to it, nigga, we always get off subject.
Yeah.
She asked for my scarf. She's like, yo, I really like your scarf. And I was like, oh, really? Like, yeah. You Steelers, go Steelers. Like, you know what? Here you go. But it's like, I think the celebrity niggas know the fucking, they just gave us that secret.
Yeah.
Hey, say swear, I'd be going around like, man, I like that, bro. Like, I really, really like that. I'm going to see if niggas going to start giving free more shit. It might work. But that was ridiculous. I don't know if Diddy did or not, but that's his business and any other bunghole he messed with. So, but yeah, so what you think about this faux beef, bro? Well, I call it faux beef because to me, I think the shit wasn't real in the beginning. I think it was a fake from the beginning.
I'll be honest. I agree. If somebody wants to tell me and argue that Kendrick Lamar's diss was not really talking about J. Cole and he was just talking about Drake, I could believe that. But at the same time, when you say some shit ain't no big three, it's just big me, and that's specifically J. Cole's verse, I can understand why J. Cole would feel like he has to respond to it. And I think we also forget that Drake doesn't respond to diss records.
Yeah, he do.
J. Cole's never really been dissed. Drake don't respond, unless it was
Meek Mill. I'm about to say he didn't respond to Common. He didn't respond to Rick Ross. I mean,
it wasn't Rick Ross.
It was Common. Was Rick Ross?
No, it was Common.
Pusha
T.
And Meek.
You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour?
Meek, no, he responded to Meek.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He responded to me, too. That's what I'm saying. Back to back, nigga.
Yeah, he responded to Meek, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
But I understand why J. Cole went at him. And I think that J. Cole didn't only go, I don't like the song by itself, but if you listen to that whole Might Delete Later, he's subbing Kendrick.
Crocodile Tears. That's my favorite track he got
him. He talking crazy through the whole shit about him, which is why I think it's a better diss, because it's not just one song, it's a few songs. And at the end, he's saying, this is a whole warning. This whole shit is a warning. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
What I don't like is that at Dreamville Fest, the nigga get on his soapbox and I don't know if there was weed in the air. I don't know.
Like, I don't know what weed y'all smoking down in Carolina.
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed that morning. But he gonna sit here and apologize.
And your honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
And that's what pissed me off. I'm like, my man, I fuck with J. Cole because I've been there from the beginning. Like mixtape J. Cole.
Hey, no, you know who put me on J. Cole?
Yeah, Sal.
Sal, nigga. My nigga Sal.
Guess who put Sal on to J. Cole?
You did?
Me.
I showed it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought he talked about it like he knew him the whole time, nigga.
Because he did know him. Because I was looking on Dat Piff, and I was looking at shit, and I downloaded the warm-up, and I said, yo, this nigga cold. I said, this nigga dope. I put on Sal onto it. He said, yo, who the fuck is this? He's talking about Fayetteville. And he looked at the picture. He said, yo, I know this nigga. And from there, it was up. Like, we was on everything he was putting out, period. So,
yeah, no, I heard
been
about
with
him
J. Cole literally
like,
from the very beginning, bro.
That's what I heard.
Literally. So I was like, all right, if J. Cole's really going to respond to Kendrick, like, I can't wait. And then, lo and behold, a week later, he puts this shit out. But then the apology, I'm disappointed.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah. Because it's okay to diss niggas. It's part of hip-hop. It's part of the sport. You're supposed to say, I'm the man. MC means master of ceremony. You was talking shit, saying that my DJ is better than your DJ, and I don't give a fuck. And it transformed into what it is now. There's nothing wrong with you saying your shit, talking your shit. It's okay.
And you know what's nuts too, because it's a lot of people, they're upset about too. Not even upset as big as he said, sorry. It's upset like, you niggas don't know hip hop. For all y'all didn't like J. Cole's apology, something wrong with y'all. This ain't hip hop, son. We ain't here for these killings. These niggas try to compare this beef to Tupac and Biggie.
What? It's nothing like that.
Nothing, nigga. This is Fisher Price and this is Build a Block, nigga.
If Kendrick had said it was saying some shit on the song like, I fuck J. Cole's wife or whatever, then I understand. But it ain't nothing
first
like
off,
that. So chill out. Chill out.
First off.
Chill out. Chill out.
Yeah, fuck no. That. But I think that's what it is. I think they wanted to be part of, like, oh my God, we're finally part of an East Coast, West Coast.
But you know, niggas who saying that didn't understand what was happening in the 90s. So they just talking out their ass.
Yeah, nigga, it wasn't mainly about them rappers, nigga. It mainly was not. It all started with who?
We literally lived that shit.
Who was the main? Who started that shit?
Tupac.
And who else?
Because Tupac got beat up.
Well, no, who
Tupac
else? Who was the main one, though?
He blamed it on Biggie.
No, who's the main nigga? That's what people keep on forgetting. Who's the fucking mastermind this whole thing?
Diddy?
Suge. And Diddy. Suge and Diddy,
Suge didn't get involved until he bailed Tupac out of jail. When he bailed Tupac out of jail and he moved to the West Coast, that's when Suge got involved.
But he knew what was up, though.
Because Suge saw an opportunity.
Exactly. He's like, I'm about to make this shit fire.
He saw an opportunity. For sure.
So they're like, what's beef? This is not beef. That's why I call it faux beef. This was an impossible battle. This was beyond meat battle. But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I think we get to the point in our society where we act like it's not okay to fucking have a disagreement.
Hey, you two, make up right now.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah, if it was like that, there would be no election. You know what I'm saying? There would be no football competition.
We got two niggas basketball who's competition. Really good. You got two niggas who's really good at what they do saying that they the best. That's okay.
And one said, oh, I'm sorry. No, I ain't the best. Unless we know that someone put a gun to J. Cole's kid's head or some shit, or his mama's head or something. You know what I mean? Then I can understand, like, okay, that nigga,
I like both of them. But I'll be honest, I like J. Cole a little bit more than I like Kendrick. I'll be honest.
It's hard for me, man.
Maybe it's a sentimental thing.
Yeah, like, I think it's a little bit more because of who I learned it from. But Kendrick, bro, I like Kendrick. Like, a lot of niggas hate Kendrick. He's weird, especially niggas from the East Coast. Like, they're like, this nigga's not literally good. He can't battle. He ain't nothing. His songs are whack. I'm like, dang, nigga. I think what it is, East Coast niggas is still salty, even though I am an East Coast, technically East Coast nigga, or East Side nigga. Salty because Kendrick did take over rap for a couple years. Like, for a while.
He did. That Good Kid, Mad City, that shit was in the pocket.
Yeah, but that remember that he said that about his, he said about his album. Like, he said he had a decent good first album, but the second was whack. But technically, his first big was 6 and 8.
I gotta say because what's his name? E.
To Pimp a Butterfly? That's what he's saying. He's saying Pimp a Butterfly was born. No.
I was talking about Cabral. Oh. That nigga put me on the Kendrick on his first shit before Good Kid, Mad City.
Wasn't it Section 80?
Section 80?
Yeah, Section 80.
He was on it from the very top. And for me, Section 80 is part one to Pimp a Butterfly.
How?
Because Section 80 was like...
Nah, it didn't come
He was talking that shit.
Nah, it was, I'm saying it was way more funky.
I'm saying that's the beginning of it. It was the beginning of it. Without Section 80, there is no Pimp the Butterfly. There is none of that.
I ain't gonna lie. Good Kid, Mad City will be my ultimate, always favorite, dog.
That's my favorite.
To me, that is my chronic. So that's...
It's my favorite because it's so easy to replay. You put that Shireen song on. Because
I know he's trying to fuck on Shireen tonight.
Oh, God, please forgive us for our sins. Like, it's a rap. Like, no, I'm Russell, listening to the whole shit.
He should do his movie. He should do a movie based off his album. That whole thing was a movie.
I listened to that whole shit as soon as that shit popped.
The whole thing was a movie, bro. It's funny.
The whole shit was hard.
Yeah, because Goldie came off on that joint, and he was like, that nigga J. Cole, Kendrick, weak as hell, bro. I'm like, nigga, you heard this nigga shit? Yeah, nigga, I heard his mixtapes. Wait till you come up with an album. I'm like, nigga, have you not heard his album, my nigga? He said, nigga, that shit wild. I'm like, no, nigga, shut up real quick. And I played it for him. At the end, he's like, I ain't gonna lie, man. This nigga's kind of cool, man. I like this.
Pull up, drink, headshot, drink, nigga.
Yo, when I was working on Hill, yo, in D.C.
If Pyru's and
them
Crips,
niggas hated me, bro.
All got along.
They hated me because my ringtone was Swimming Pools.
From front to back, it's probably one of the best albums.
Nigga, I could drive from one side of the country ever to the other side. Just listen to one album, it could be that album.
What's the very first album that you purchased with your own money?
Damn, it's going to be kind of corny, and then you're not going to look me a certain way.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's your first album.
I grew up on the era where after a while, there was no point in buying albums and shit.
Okay.
So I downloaded a lot of albums. So my first actual album that I bought from the store, and it wasn't from an actual, I never bought a CD or any album from the actual store before.
Never bought a tape?
Wow.
Never. Like I said, I was in the era where, nigga, we could record that shit off the radio. We could record the shit, or I could download it. But yeah. I did purchase one from Apple Music. My first one actually was Adele.
Oh, really, dude?
Okay. Which album?
I think it was second one. Yeah, her second one.
Okay.
Yeah, it was her second album, and that's the first one I ever bought. Oh, it's coming out. Like, I had to.
That's crazy.
If anybody first rap album, it was the Carter 2. I mean, the Carter 3.
I'm in lit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I bootleg everything, man. Like, that's why I feel bad because I bootleg the fuck out of everything.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So I remember being a kid and I had like a little boom box, and it wasn't like a big ass box. It was just a regular radio boom box with the two speakers. And it had the tape deck in the middle, just one tape deck. And one day we went to the store, and I was in love with Janet Jackson when I was a kid. We're talking like elementary school, probably second, third grade. Fuck yes. So my mom said, I'll buy you a tape, like a cassette tape. And I got Janet Jackson.
Wait, I thought you, your mom used to be part of that 99 cent album of the month club or some shit.
No, no. My mom worked.
She was a DJ or some shit, wasn't
she? No. So she worked for New York Times, the newspaper.
Yeah.
And she worked in the music section.
Exactly.
And because she worked in the music section, we would get free music all the time. But this is like when she was just at New York Times. After New York Times, she went to Billboard magazine, which is obviously a bigger music publication. And we moved to California. And when we moved to Cali, like,
yeah,
we would just get CDs nonstop. Like, I remember having the Eminem CD before anybody knew who the fuck Eminem was.
Hi, my name is...
I had both the Biggie CDs before anybody... Like, I had the Biggie Juicy, the fucking music video. I had the tape, cassette, VHS.
Damn.
That you put in the team. We would watch that shit nonstop, back to back.
I ain't gonna lie, I still got tapes. I got tape cassettes lying around somewhere in my parents' garage, you know. Like, I got a bunch of tapes. But yeah, that's the first thing I bought, man. Adele, back in 2011. That was my first one. But hey, man, that shit was hard as hell. Up. Fuck all y'all niggas. This nigga gay as hell? No, nigga. I like Adele,
that's
nigga.
What's up.
Yeah, fuck y'all niggas.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah, so let's go to the No Homo podcast, yo. You showed me shit, yo. That shit hilarious.
Yes.
Them shorties.
So
is
I saw this clip on Instagram, yo. They're talking about, or complaining, I should say, about how difficult, or I don't want to say difficult, how much more
the thrust
work it takes to actually fuck somebody with a strap on, like to pretend to be a man.
I would say the first time I used a strap, I did underestimate the workout.
It's a workout. Cut that fan off. Cut that fan off.
And I think for men, they get the energy because you get the like the actual feeling. So like you get through that.
This is what you wanted. What you complaining for?
Yeah.
It's a little less sensation for a woman compared to that.
What you complaining for? Talk about you get a Charlie horse. Sometimes that happens.
But I ain't gonna lie though.
You know what I'm saying?
They definitely used to it and they're that old. So I'm like, nigga, we've been
sometimes
doing this since
that
the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different when you got a piece.
But that for me, like, I just feel, I mean, I've been told that they're the people who are using the strap on, like, there's a like the feeling to them, like, it there's some sort of pleasure to them. Even though they don't have an actual dick.
No shit.
They get some sort of pleasure from having the strap on.
They said they got some shit where they could put in their puss. You know what I mean? So when it hits,
That's probably the new age. That's the new level.
Damn, they got this.
Yeah. The 1.0 wasn't like that, Joe.
You're broken. I don't want to play with you anymore.
You got to think about the 1.0 and the 2.0. They wasn't on that shit just yet.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I know nothing about that. Man, it's great because I live with a, you know what I'm saying, with a lesbian for it. And I'm like, nigga, I just never thought about the ideas of what they're doing next to my next wall. Just thinking it's banging with a string and a strap.
I'm not kink shaming. Don't take this the wrong way.
Kink?
Do
how's that
do.
A kink? Nigga, it's not a kink for them.
Whatever it is.
It's not a kink
do
for
what
them.
You do. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad that you complaining. Like,
that hurt.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But you know, the only thing I did not like about the whole girl was just not one time they said, damn, man, I gotta give it to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
And the great thing, especially back in the day when niggas was young, yo, imagine when you was in your prime, your fucking prime.
I be stroking. That's what I be doing.
You was giving bitches 700 strokes.
So that's average. That's crazy. But I'm telling you, just imagine if they had. Now that's something. I mean, this might be fucked up with what I'm about to say, nigga. Like, just imagine if people betted on the average amount of niggas strokes with the fucking bitches. So you can bet on porn. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bet on porn.
Yo, nigga. You just came up with a new idea. They put on this like picks, this. DraftKings. How many strokes?
Stroke, what we call it? Stroking National Stroke Association. So it's like the NSA. No, can't use NSA. National Thrust, the NTA.
Guess the stroke.
Like, nigga, bro.
Yo, I hate this
so
nigga.
If you do it like some people can do three, like, damn, this nigga did 500 strokes on so and so, but so and so did. Ooh. 250 strokes on.
That's what I'm saying. And the second. Shit could be like, yo, ain't nobody ever had 300 strokes on my pussy. My shit fire.
Bless her. Why not?
Hey, yo, gotta stroke them all. Stroke, yeah.
Yo, Strokeymon, nigga. Well, that's what Pokemon might be meaning.
That's it. Strokeymon. That's it.
Strokeymon, gotta fuck them all. Hey,
Strokeymon. Yo, me too. Yo, I hate this nigga, bro.
But yeah, man, like, that's what I'm saying. That'd be a good invention. So if someone takes my invention, at least they'll know now that I came up with this, like, certain condom.
Now you right,
on,
yo.
And it calculates the
right.
amount of strokes you do.
But that would, but you know what that would mean, Joe?
You put
that
a,
would
you,
mean that motherfuckers would have to do porn live.
Don't they do
stop this
live?
Cut? They don't. They record it.
You sure about that?
They be cut. Yes.
You sure about that, Shane?
Yes. I'm positive.
Well, I mean, the way
I listened to a podcast with these porn stars. They were talking about how
that.
It go down.
They're going to push up. I mean, they're going to push for all that. Even if it's like that. But
oh,
you got to look
man.
At it, though.
It'll be like Pornhub 101, like how they be doing UFC. It'd be pay-per-view. Motherfuckers fucking live, bro. Like, I'm surprised they haven't done it yet. And then niggas would go in person and watch that shit. Yeah. Like, niggas would do that.
But no, but just
nasty
imagine,
ass
yo,
motherfuckers.
Just imagine, I want you to visualize with this with me, yo. It's a commercial, and there's a guy going to work every day, does this. He's like, when you get time to work out, you can work with anything. And he sees the guy running outside, sees someone at the gym as he walks past on the way home. He's like, man, I need to work out too. He's like, with this brand new Apple condom, eye strap, you know what I mean? Or it could be like eye.
Oh, no.
Eyewear.
Hell no.
It's a new condom that will calculate your strokes, which, you know what I'm saying? You get hooked to your Apple Watch. Nigga, you stroking and
you stroking at an eighth grade level.
I mean, that could isn't that considered like a Kegel exercise? Because niggas doing Kegel exercise today too now.
That's what they should. Yo, no, perfect idea, Joe. You could start your own like.
But nigga, you gotta buy them
chain
you can't,
of
like,
workout places,
condom, though, nigga.
Nah, you got your own chain of workout places, like how they used to do Pilates and shit.
Nigga,
for
that's
women.
Called a whorehouse.
Just workout. Nah, listen, it's just workouts that work on your thrust. So all types of workouts that work on your
nigga,
thrust,
doing
bro.
That. Yo, just
with
imagine
the medicine balls, all that shit.
I'll be done with this. Place, yo. But that'd be a good sketch, though. Like, what is this place called?
Thrustmaster.
You want the Thrustmaster 3000? It helps your thrust at least 3000%. And what is this guy doing over there? He's doing ball
nigga,
drops.
Nigga, I'm thrusting at a, yo. I'm
telling you.
You can have like a belt system like Taekwondo, yo.
You tell me that place wouldn't smell like ass.
It would definitely stink.
It stinks in here. Oh, have you smelled this chair?
Well, duh, man. We about to end this. What's the most you've done to make fun of your... Oh, nigga, that's a pretty good question, yo. Like, what's the craziest stuff?
Yeah, like, how far have you gone?
Nigga, even with like, you, nigga, we used to go with you. You used to go with me. You used to go with...
That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking, like, nigga, we used to go on this website called GoAnimate.com, and I don't think it's the same. It's not the same. But we would go on GoAnimate.com, and we would literally make, like, sketch videos.
No. What happened is, what was the first? Did you do the first one? I did the first one.
I did the first one about
but it
wasn't
on GoAnimate.
Oh,
it was
the white boy.
It was on something else.
It was on the white boy in the fantasy. He was talking shit in fantasy. I made a video
see,
about
it. See, it all started. Yeah. It was
the
Gardner.
N-word.
It was Gardner.
Yeah, the art. The
you know
N-word.
What's crazy, yo. Man, that's nothing we way blew past because we're here now. Nigga, in fantasy, this nigga did the same shit with Goldie. Him and Goldie's fucking beefing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Goldie went in on this nigga, yo. Talking about how he's a doctor and then he got a fat ass wife or some shit. And then Gardner went in and said, he's like, yeah, I know you ain't got no bitch, so I know you're an actor out there. Holly, you must be taking up the ass to get these roles.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
I'm like, yo, we talking about damn fantasy, bro. This is fantasy football.
Hey, yo.
So he said, fantasy so what happened was, he kicked him out the group. He said, he ain't gonna talk to me like that. I'm like, bro, that's some bullshit. Is you the leader? And
Goldie
shit.
Kicked him out?
No, Gardner kicked Goldie out because he's like, he can't talk to me like that.
Oh, no.
Anyway, oh, my bad. I hijacked your whole joint. I just realized that. My bad. But yeah, no. He ended up making that diss video. And then I made a diss video on Facebook. And I was like, man, this thing ain't playing. So I'll just do a little fake. What was the, I called it, I'm Hungry and I Know It. That was by LMFAO.
I'm hungry and you know it.
I still got it on Facebook, shit. Nigga. He's still on there, yo. This nigga, yo. This is when he got me fired the fuck up, bro. So this nigga, Shane, came up with this fucking sketch called, what was nose?
Nose work.
Nose work, bro. This nigga made
slide to the left.
A fucking
slide to the right.
It was like a character. You can make character, but then he enlarged his nose so big where it looked like it was just his whole body was just a big nose with sneakers, and he put like a Pittsburgh cap on it and shit. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker, yo.
I remember niggas would be singing. I'd be walking in nose the hallway work, and niggas would work. Be singing that shit.
I was like, oh. But the thing is, Shane should know. Like, but the thing I like about it is when creatives do creative shit, he knew. I was like, oh, you want to play? Bet, nigga.
Yeah, Joe came back. He came back strong. He came back strong. Pause.
Fat city, bitch. 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 10, 10, 10. Twinkies only 50 cents.
Fat city, bitch. Fat city, bitch.
I was going to work.
Nuggets. That nigga's stupid. That shit was funny. He did basically, he did a whole music video.
That was my first time.
He did a whole. whole music video. That shit was like 2.5 minutes long, yo.
That was my first rap ever.
I need my fruit poncho. Get it in the morning like I'm a show. Mondo green got cheese like a nacho. Cheetos, Fritos, orale burritos. Supreme nachos, got me leaning back. Touch my food, two words, click, clack. I eat smacks, you're up, midnight snacks. Flaking on my fat, that's on my back. God damn, pull up my pack. My night candy, nigga, yeah, I'm fat. Butter bean wrap, I should be slapped. Fat hoes love me, cause I'm their favorite snack.
Then it made me think about the next video I made. I think it was like a behind the music type shit. And at the end, I did the Kanye.
Oh, you know, you did that. You had going ham.
That shit was
hilarious. Yeah, he did it going ham at the end of that joint too. No, we was in with CJ. Oh, you weren't there. No, we was in class, my nigga. You know, we first got out there in the army and shit. I was in class and he was trying to join me, you know, talk about my nose. Everybody be trying to get my nose. Nigga. I already know you're gonna be talking about my nose. So it's like, I got a better defense. You got to go come harder than that. You know what I mean? So every come at it. So this nigga, bro, this nigga come and started doing, everyone's laughing. I was like, I know you ain't trying to talk with your bushy ass eyebrows, nigga. Fucking look like Velcro. And I took his name tag off his shirt and
no way.
Pinned it to his eyebrow. And that shit stuck, nigga. Yo, it's almost like if that was like a fight game for Jones.
Finish him.
That would have been like, finish him. Like, nigga, that was a finish him move, bro.
I would have wanted to fight him.
Now, I'm telling you, he almost was about, he told me, but he like, bro, he said, you lucky that actually shit was funny. Because if it fell down, I would have fucking beat the shit out of you.
I would have wanted to fight so bad, bro.
That's right. You and me, right now, we're having it out.
That's as far as I go. But yeah, man, we don't use up too much time, but we definitely going to get back on here for sure. I mean, we ain't talking
fuck
about
the Steelers, sports, man.
About my Steelers and all this
about the Jets at the number 10 pick. Fuck you talking about.
Now, we'll get on this next time. But I just want to make sure we grace the mic for loose a little bit before we get back into our busy lives. So it's your boy, Sonny D, with your boy Henny on the Rocks. And we won't get up there next time, cuz.